Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Is it paranormal or is it sleep paralysis?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to our archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can sign up also through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Carol Hughes with my sister, Kathy Gordon. And Kathy, have you had sleep paralysis in your lifetime?
Yes, I absolutely have.
I hate it.
It's very scary.
And I do think there is this fine line between, is it sleep paralysis or are you having a paranormal experience? You know what I mean?
I think you can have both at the same time. You can be paralyzed and seeing something.
Because it's just the freakiest thing. Because it's like I've had it before to where I cannot wake up. I cannot open my eyes. But I also know if I was to open my eyes, I would be seeing something horrific right in front of me. It's that
real.
Well,
I've had it where I was just... I opened my eyes, I saw something in front of me, and I couldn't do anything. It was the worst feeling ever.
Do you think it was sleep paralysis, or do you think that there was some kind of demon?
Well, I know I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. And there was a kind of an old man standing at the foot of my bed, staring at me. And I was trying really hard to sit up, move, say something, do something, and I could not. And then the next thing I know, I had been sharing a room with my sister, my older sister, and she's shaking me and she's like, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" And I said, "Did you see him?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "There was a man standing at the foot of my bed." And she said that I was asleep. She thought I was asleep, but that I was making these strange noises and it scared her really bad. So she came over and started shaking me to wake me up. But the whole time I was seeing a man.
Was that in a haunted house or was that?
No, that was actually
in the low income.
We lived in Colby. Yeah.
The low income projects that we lived in.
Yeah. When we lived in the projects. But so you can even have, for all you listeners, you can even have hauntings in the projects.
In the projects.
They have, yeah, wherever. Yeah. There is no social caste system here. Hauntings can
happen to
anybody at any time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, here's the story.
Well, tell me about this story.
Here we go. My name is Todd. I'm from Huntington, West Virginia. I have been having paranormal experiences for most of my life, and I want to tell you about one of the most profound experiences I have had. It also seems to have been something of a trigger event because afterward, the rate at which I have had paranormal experiences really seemed to amp up. So I was 15 years old and living with my dad for the summer at his house in Barbersville, which sits just up the road from Huntington. I had stayed up late watching movies and finally went to bed about 2 a.m. About an hour after I had fallen asleep, I was violently awoken by something sitting on my chest and strangling my throat. I couldn't move, I couldn't breathe, and the fear that set into me was like nothing I had ever felt before or after. The entity was female and ink black, as if made of shadow. Yet I could feel its weight pressing upon me, and I could make out facial features. It was definitely in the form of a young woman who was scowling and screaming at me. I could not understand the words it was saying, but I could tell it was very angry. I truly thought I was going to die. I still couldn't breathe, and as this went on, the entity grew angrier and more violent and began thrashing my head about and screaming louder. Its eyes suddenly turned into a fierce, glowing green, and I will never forget those eyes. I was starting to give up hope as I could not make a sound. I couldn't yell for help or move an inch to get away. I'm not a religious person, nor is my family. I was not raised going to church at all, but the only thing I could think of was to pray, and so I did. I prayed in my head as I could not talk, and I asked for help. This didn't seem to be working either. In fact, it seemed to bring the entity to new levels of violence. But as I had no other option, I kept praying in my head. And finally, after what seemed like an eternity, it simply vanished. I laid in bed for a good while, just trying to come to grips with what had happened. I didn't attempt to sleep the rest of that night. I was jittery with fear. The next day, I told my father and the neighbors what had happened. Nobody believed me. They all said I had simply had a bad dream. Several years later, I discovered an article about sleep paralysis, and it described my event almost completely. Yet to me, this could not have been. It was as real as being attacked by another human being. I still find it confusing. I still get jittery and goosebumps just thinking about it, and it's been 17 years since this happened. As I stated earlier, this seems to have been a trigger event. I began to have more and more paranormal experiences after this, yet nothing has ever happened like that again, thankfully. So I'm curious, what do you guys think about sleep paralysis? I'm a huge fan of the show. Keep up the good work. I'll send in more of my experiences later on. Thank you. Well, I think we both established that we both believe in sleep paralysis and that it can really be so extremely real and disturbing, because I've had it so many times, and I swear what I was going through actually happened, like in what you just described.
And, you know, and he's absolutely right. Like, you can't breathe, you know, you feel like you're suffocating, but that his story is a different level with that aggressiveness and that, you know, being on top of him, choking him. That's really disturbing. Though I've heard similar stories from people that they're attacked, and often, and it's a woman.
You remember you and I lived in an apartment in Lawrence, Kansas, home of Kansas University, and you were going to KU at the time, and your boyfriend at the time, he lived a long ways away, and I think, I don't know, what's that, about 6 hours probably, and you had gone to see him for the weekend. I was staying in the apartment by myself. And I guess it was a sleep paralysis dream, but in the dream, I got attacked by what was like a big cat, like not like a house cat size, like more of a mountain lion cat size. Like, it was really big. And in my dream, I was fighting it off, and I'm screaming, and I'm trying to get it off of me, and I can't wake up. I can't, I'm just fighting this thing, is what it's feeling like. So finally, I was able to come to, and I was like, what the hell was that? You know, because it, and it was morning by then, so it's light out. And I was like, one of those kind of dreams, a sleep paralysis dream. But I noticed I took a shower and I got out of the shower. I was like, what was on my back? And I had a big scratch on my back. Now, not saying that a cat scratched me. And the thing is, I probably was thrashing around a lot in my bed. And I could have easily scratched myself on my back, but it was that real that I'm like, there was a cat that attacked me in bed last night. That's what it felt like. So I don't know. Is that sleep paralysis, or did that actually happen? I don't know.
Well, and it sounds like Todd was really wide awake.
Yeah. And like the one that you had, you saw.
But couldn't move, you know? Or like, I see this man, and I'm seeing him. right? He's at the foot of my bed and I can't move. I can't sit up. I can't do anything. I know my sister's in the room and I think I'm trying to talk. And apparently that's what she said. It was like, I was trying to get her attention, to talk, to, you know, do something. I just couldn't. And I was wide awake. Now, yours seems a little different. It's like you felt it was a dream, but then you had this odd scratch. And so was it not?
I don't know.
But like, I'm with Todd. I was wide awake.
Yeah, I can't. It wasn't like a dream. It wasn't like a dream because I was trying to open my eyes and I'm trying to get this thing off of me. And like, it was very real. I mean, yeah, to this day, I mean, that wasn't like a year or two ago. That was quite a while ago. And I still remember it. So I don't know. Let's listen to a call. Here we go.
So this is a story about a personal guy that I have possibly encountered more recently. So I'm not sure what it would have been, whether it's a ghost or anything like that. But I have tried opening up a app called GhostTube, and it just keeps like saying like guide or spirit guide or what have it. But yeah, I don't know. It just always felt like something's there, all that kind of stuff. I've woken up in the middle of the night and something feels like something is like touching my head. Just like somebody's, I don't know, just like, you know, just like a gentle hand touch on, just like on your head, like somebody's just touching your forehead, basically. And yeah, I don't know. I just get that calm feeling afterwards, and like, I don't know. I mean, I've had other instances where it's like touch like the bed itself, just to like let me know that it's there. And then when I was with my parents, that house was actually, I believe, haunted as well, but I would always feel like this calming presence. I did used to have this aunt, and then she passed away, so I don't know, it could be her or what have it, but yeah, I just always like to think that something's been there watching us. I feel like all of us have like a spirit guide of some type. But I'm just not entirely like sure what not, but I just feel like something's been there watching over us, regardless of age and things like that. But yeah, I just thought it was kind of creepy. And like, this stuff has been happening since I was a kid. So like, I've always felt like a calming sensation, like somebody is putting their hand over my head or like just barely touching my leg, things like that. And I don't know. I would just like to think that you like looked after and just made sure that we're all okay, something like that. But I don't know. I could just be overthinking things and everything like that. But that's just part of that story. And then as far back as I can remember, I think our family is a little bit sensitive to that and all that fun stuff. Just because like I've had some experiences in certain houses and things like that as well. Just like in my current apartment also, like I was just walking down the hall and we had these like plastic lamps that were just kind of hanging out on the counter, and then the next thing I know we have two of them, and basically the second one behind the first one goes flying off the counter and breaks into two pieces. So I don't know if that could just be something messing with us at that point, but yeah. And then yeah, as far as like the guide thing, I just makes you wonder if something's just there watching over you. I never used to feel it up until recently, so I wonder if like maybe that's why some of us don't know if we have a spirit guide or whatnot. But and then yeah, I just wanted to call in my story. Sorry if I sound a little shaky still, but I just get nervous when I call in places, things like that. You guys are awesome. I do plan on becoming an EPP soon, and
You guys rock. Thanks. Bye.
That's interesting because I think there's a couple things going on with that guy, but like he feels a hand on his forehead or like gentle. It's mm-hmm. all gentle, you know, mm-hmm. like a touch on the bed, but it's not scary, you know? And that's how yeah. someone who loves you, like when you were a little kid, they would come into mm-hmm. your room and they would sit on the edge of the bed and they'd be like, you are so loved, and tell you nice things. And, you know, it's just that nice way to go mm-hmm. to bed. That's what it feels like to me. Like someone's just coming
in. I love the fact that he is getting comfort from this.
Yeah.
And like he said, he feels like he has a spirit guide. I totally think that we all do have, whether you want to call them angels, guardian angels, spirits, whatever you're comfortable calling them. I think there are these spirits that are there for us, right? They show up when we need them the most. Sometimes some of us can have a little ability to sense them more often than others, but when we need them, they're there, right? And I know exactly what he's talking about. I've had very similar experiences. I think I mentioned on the show before one time that I was living in it had been a funeral home. All right, I admit it. But I did get that feeling when I was in there where other people that worked in the first story restaurant, I lived in the apartment above, felt threatened by whatever it was. I felt like whatever was there was trying to protect me, right? And whatever it was might have not liked the other people, but it liked me. And that happened to me a lot, where I would feel somebody pull the hair out of my face when I was asleep, or reach over and touch my leg. And I know exactly what he's talking about. And I had a strong sense that they were protective.
Yeah, that shit didn't happen to me in that house.
No, it didn't happen to me. I didn't like you.
I didn't like
me. You know.
And I'm a really nice person. Like, if you like me, if you like you, you'd like me. We're very similar.
Well, you would think, but I just had that feeling that they were super protective, you know,
and I like to.
So I totally know what he's talking about. Like he said, you know, people in his family have maybe a little bit more sensitivity to things, and I do think that there are, you know, that is true, that, you know, families are a little bit more open to it, or, you know, receptive to it. And I'm just delighted that whatever he has, he feels positive about, because it's a nightmare when it's the other way.
Right, right. And I like to hear good ghost stories sometimes. Instead of all evil and scary ones. So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com. Try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories, or you can go through ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.